Joseph Stillwell Kane was born in 1832 and at the ripe age of 14 became a charter member of the Tea Drinker Society, Mobile's third mystic organization following the Cal Bellundy Rakin Society and the Strikers. All these organizations paraded on New Year's Eve as locally carnival had not yet shifted to Fat Tuesday. Mobile fell to the Union forces in 1865, followed by an accidental powder magazine explosion that killed 300 people and burned a large portion of the city. The economy was in ruins and Mobile was in the throes of reconstruction. But Kane decided it was time for the broken city to show resiliency in the best way they knew how, by defiant celebration. And so when Joe Kane took to his coal wagon on Mardi Gras Day of 1868, dressed as a Chickasaw chief, this was the first step in shifting carnival in Mobile away from New Year's Eve and instead to Fat Tuesday. The Order of Myths also paraded on Mardi Gras Day in 1868 as Mobile's first themed carnival parade not on New Year's Eve. Kane's obituary in 1904 rightfully referred to him as the father of Mardi Gras in Mobile.
Each day through Ash Wednesday, I'll have a new Moon Pie Minute focusing on the pageantry, revelry, and stories of Mardi Gras in South Alabama. If you missed one or just want to check out parade routes and times, visit fmtalk1065.com. I'm Stephen McNair, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.